Pacheco, and welcome to another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback I'd love for you to read, and it tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, Gary and I went searching through the Forgotten Hollywood Archives, a proverbial Fibber McGee's closet, and we found a treasure trove of lost performances from actors better known for the spoken scripted word. The movies aren't particularly memorable, but you'll recognize the stars we've selected. Some of the tunes are verified standards, others are selections which haven't been heard in decades. All are delightful entries that'll have you humming along. We begin with radio star Frances Langford. She's best known for the popular program The Bickersons with Don Ameche. In 1936, she was an up-and-coming personality when she appeared with Eleanor Powell and James Stewart in MGM's Born to Dance. Acting was actually her second suit. This girl could sing. Langford showcases a number that was nominated for an Oscar for Best Song. Let's listen to it, and we're fortunate enough to hear director Roy Del Ruth use his clapboard if you listen carefully. It's I've Got You Under My Skin on Forgotten Hollywood.
2026, take five. One, two, three.
Whenever you're ready, Mr. Levian. Set now?
Yes, thank you.
Five.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality.
Take five, production 934, Under My Skin.
You Hit the Spot, by Mac Gordon and Harry Revel, as sung by Frances Langford and Jack Oakey with Paramount Recording Orchestra in the Paramount picture, Collegiate.
You're as thrilling as a college cheer.
As sympathetic as a baby's tear. You're as smooth as a kitten's ear. I never would trade you for the money in the mint. Oh, it looks like love, and it feels like love. Or can't you take a hint? Like a balmy breeze on a night in May, you hit the spot. Like a cool mint julep on a summery day, you hit a new high. In my estimation, I have to hold. So much on the ball, are you in the spot? Like the first embrace when the knot is tied, you hit the spot. Like a pipe and slippers by a fireside, as matter of fact, I don't know exactly just what it is that you are, but you hit the spot.
What it needs is a little of that quarter to nine. You know, the little buddies in the trees can do it. Give me another chorus, a little faster tempo. Say, honey, you hit the spot. Like a cold mint julep on a summer day, you hit the spot. Like a balmy breeze on a night in May. Why, you hit a new high in my estimation. Why did I fall? You got so much on that ball, say you. Hit the spot. Like a bullseye shot in target practice, you hit the spot. Like sitting on a bunch of cactus, as a matter of factly, I don't know exactly just what it is that you got. But woo, woo, what did you do? Hit the spot.
Forgotten singing performances by notable stars in film are the topic of today's program. I'm Manny Pacheco. Jack Oakey was an accomplished comedic character actor who could have been a subject in my book. He's best remembered for his roles in Alice in Wonderland, The Great Dictator, and Around the World in 80 Days. Hearing him sing is rare indeed. And speaking of comedy, one of the finest during Hollywood's golden age was Martha Raye. She had a knack for scene stealing and appeared with Bob Hope, Abbott and Costello, Jack Benny, Jimmy Durante, and Charlie Chaplin. When she was allowed to perform a number, her Fanny Bryce quality on film was funny and frenetic. In fact, one of her tunes was nominated for an Academy Award. From Universal's Keep 'Em Flyin', here's Bigfoot Pete on Forgotten Hollywood.
Kansas City on 12 Street. They say that there's a guy they call Bigfoot Pete. He plays piano by ear. Turn, he plays all night for pigs, feet, and beer. He's murder on the 88. He's the guy that brought the boogie-woogie up to date. He's got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's just a double barrel gate. And he'll shoot the 8 beats, too. He had a fighting race. He He's just a solid whiz. I tell you who he is. He's Bigfoot Pete, a boogie woogie's elite. His hands are just as big as Virginia hams. And when they go to work, they're like veteran rams. And when he plays on that box, the joint rocks. Until your beat to your stars forever boogie. It's part of the plan. You find a bigger foot and feed the boogie woogie man.
They say that there's a guy they call Bigfoot Pete. He plays piano by ear, and he plays all night for Bixby, Bixby and Bear, Murder on the 88. He's the guy who brought the boogie woogie up to date.
He's got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's got the double barrel gauge and he shoots the 88 to you at a platinum range. He's just a solid whiz. I'll tell you who he is. He's Bigfoot Pete, a boogie woogie's elite. His hands are just as big as Virginia hams. And when they go to work, they're like veteran rams. And when he plays on that box, the joint rocks. I'll tell you, beat till you stop. Wherever boogie, the part of the plan is that Bigfoot Pete, the boogie woogie man. Bigfoot Pete, the boogie woogie man. They call him Bigfoot.
Martha Ray sings Okulihau in the production Waikiki Wedding with Paramount Recording Orchestra. Musical direction, Boris Morris.
All right, baby, you cuddle up right where you are and Shaddy Pye will sing you a nice lullaby.
Yeah. Everyone's affected by Hawaiian moon, they leave me cold. Everyone's affected by Hawaiian too. I'm still unsold. When palm trees sway in the breeze, I say to myself, a poo poo. But I can't get enough. Oh, oh, Okulihau, Okulihau, this man makes moonshine in Hawaii now. Oh, Okulihau, hip, hip, hooray, after two sips, your hips start to swing and sway. When the gals begin to bang, just for one more take, then the boys know what they mean, and they send for the Marine. Oh, Okulihau, I'm telling you, after one drink, you'll think you're Hawaii too. Well, all right then. Down in Mexico, they drink a bottle of tequila for a baser. Russians have their vodka, then they have another vodka for a chaser. Up in Harlem, Homer Swing, they drink almost anything that's handy. Oh boy! Now beer and ale, scotch and gin and rum and rye and brandy. Stout and port and shandy, Gaff and bourbon and Chianti. Creamy cocoa, creamy mint, applejack and Sazerac. Zamorini, Grand Martini, Alkali, White Mule, and Panther Soup. But I never took a drink in my life. My good people, liquor is definitely a curse. It leads to murder and divorces. It causes men to bet on horses. It wrecks careers. It ruins lives. And it causes men to beat their wives. And the babies. The poor, itchy, witchy, itchy, itchy babies. Oh. Oh. Oh.
what you sing. It's good for almost anything, like falling arches, athlete's foot, house lazy, and broken china. Buy a bottle, step up chips, price is only 50 cents. Oh, Cooley How, Cooley How. Now if you want a drink or two, I will drink a toast to you. So close it, Daddy, school, a cheerio, and the chime. Donald's out to left, oh, Skipper. Bottoms
of Miss Katie Brown. She must be the very, very coldest creature in this town. He's been there
for 7 days and nights,
and now he's leaving soon.
And still she won't, say.
I do. Ice cold Katie, won't you marry the soldier? Ice cold Katie, won't you do it today?
Ice cold Katie, won't you marry the soldier?
He'll march away.
Yeah.
Ice cold Katie, he's a dying to hold ya.
Keep that day to came hurrying for.
Ice cold Katie, won't you marry the soldier?
Soon he's off to war.
Here I am outside ringing on your bell.
Ringing so long, he's gonna be A-double-U-O-L.
No!
Ice cold Katie, why don't you do what I told ya?
Ice cold Katie, you're the top of the town. Ice cold Katie, please marry the soldier.
Melt, melt, melt on down.
Ice cold Katie Brown, here comes the justice.
Lord, that's justice.
Here comes the justice now.
I was here at 7. I was here at 10. I was here at 11. And I positively won't be back again.
I don't blame you.
Is the ring all ready?
Ask him.
Did the bride get set?
No.
Is the groom feeling steady after all the matrimonial suspense?
Is the cake and candy?
Is the choir in tune?
Weird.
Is the fee handy? The private may be leaving mighty soon.
Hey, won't you step outside? Everything is ready for the bride. Ice cold Katie, won't you marry the soldier? Ice cold Katie, won't you do it today?
Ice cold Katie, why don't you marry that soldier?
Soon he'll march away.
Ice cold Katie, he's just dying to hold you.
Ice cold Katie, how he crumbles and groans. Ice cold Katie,
won't you marry the soldier?
Private Jones, don't you know you ain't got no time to spare?
Don't you know we're all sailing over there?
Ice cold Katie, what you do when I told you? Ice cold Katie, ain't a moment to lose. Ice cold Katie, won't you marry the soldier?
I hope you recognize the voice of Hattie McDaniel, who is featured in Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, my book. After winning an Academy Award for her role in Gone with the Wind, opportunities grew for the rotund talent. Warner Brothers borrowed her so she could sing in Thank Your Lucky Stars. The critics were mixed over this moment. Popular performances in the picture were provided by Dinah Shore and Dennis Morgan. Both considered established crooners, audiences readily accepted their cameos in the film. Morgan later teamed with Jack Carson as an alternative pairing to the rival popular Hope and Crosby Road Pictures. Their attempt never really challenged Paramount's winning formula. Anyway, let's get back to Thank Your Lucky Stars on Forgotten Hollywood.
How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yeah, thank your lucky star, it's doing fine. Keep your love life as sweet as candy bars, and thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay, you big success. You've got your love life, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing, they don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now. How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars, it's doing fine. Keep your love life sweetest candy bar, and thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay, you're such a big success. Oh yes, you've got your love life, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing, they don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now. Thank your lucky stars right now.
Sprinkle me with perfume rare and I'll be on my way. Stick some slickum on my hair, I may be gone all day. Oh, I'm riding for a fall, dootin' up in my shirts and ties for the gal with the big blue eyes. Oh, I'm riding for a fall, dootin' up in my two-tone shoes for the gal with the baby blues. Oh, yes, I know, she's a dangerous critter, I know. She's a dangerous critter, I know. She's a dangerous critter, I know. But I can't quit her, I'm riding for a fall. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know, she's a witch of a woman, I know. She's a witch of a woman,
I know. She's a witch of a woman,
I know.
Oh,
but I'm so human, I'm riding for a fall. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know, people died of her cook, and I know. People died of her cook, and I know. People died of her cook, and
but oh, she's so good looking, I'm riding for a fall. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I
a
know.
Prick on the trigger, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I
a
know.
Prick on the trigger, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I
a prick
know.
On the trigger,
I know. But ooh, that figure.
I'm riding for a fall. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes. Oh, yes, I know.
She'll be spending my sugar,
I know.
She'll be spending my sugar,
I know.
She'll be spending my sugar,
but oh,
you can't rhyme sugar.
I'm riding for a fall. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Yes, I'm riding for a fall. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. You found us. We're Forgotten Hollywood. Carol Bruce had a popular career in 1940s Broadway. However, she was seldom given the chance to shine on the West Coast. Her finest moment came when Jerome Kern selected the ingenue to star in the original production of Showboat. Much later in her career, she had a recurring role in WKRP in Cincinnati. In between, she had a vocal moment in The Cinematic Sun, singing the memorable I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. We're happy to share it with you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear love call. I'm getting sentimental over you. Things you say and do just thrill me through and through. I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit love is all I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you'll be sweet and gentle, be gentle with me. I'm getting sentimental over you. Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear love call. I'm getting sentimental over you. All the things you say and do just thrill me through and through. I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit love is all I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you'll be sweet and gentle, be gentle with me. I'm getting sentimental.
Dum-dum. So what if we're busted, chum? Hang on to your lids, kids.
Here we go again.
Yeah, ma'am.
So what if we're on the cuff and fresh out of things and stuff? Hang on to your lids, kids.
Here we go again.
Why say that we're on the ropes? I say.
What do you say, girl?
Hang on to your hopes, dopes. So what if we're in a spin? That's really where we came in. We're living and that ain't tin. Hang on to your lids, kids. Here we go again.
Hi, diddly dum dum dum. Move over there. Here we come.
Hang on to your cappies, chappies.
Here we go again.
Hold solid.
So maybe we got no moves.
Mm-hmm. Some cars are the same way, too.
No.
Hang on to your tops, pops.
Here we go again.
Murder.
Why cry when we hit the curb? We cry.
Give it, boy.
Hang on to your turb, herb, baby.
Ben Franklin once said it all.
What'd he say, boy?
Divided, we got a ball.
United, we'll have a ball. Hang on to your lids, kids. Here we go again.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and one of my favorite actresses of the early 1940s was Priscilla Lane. This actress was a part of a sister act, but Priscilla was a standout in such films as the Four Daughters series of films, The Roaring Twenties, Arsenic and Old Lace, and Blues in the Night. In many of her movies, she was also given the chance to sing, which was a real treat for both the star and the folks watching in the theater. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, we will focus on a pinup queen, marriage royalty, and an Oscar-winning dancer turned actor. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Alice Faye and Phil Harris were a loving Hollywood couple who appeared together and separately on radio, in films, and later on television. Both had loyal followings, which guaranteed long careers. A huge success at 20th Century Fox, Faye actually walked away from her career at its peak. Some of Faye's finest work can be seen in the non-musical film In Old Chicago, in the lively Alexander's Ragtime Band, and much later in State Fair. The 1962 appearance was considered Faye's comeback performance. Faye was a personal favorite choice of songwriters including Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and George Gershwin. Now, that's not bad company for sure. The previously mentioned Jack Oakey joins Alice Faye on Forgotten Hollywood.
Like a duck takes to water,
like the flowers take to dew,
like a Latin takes to a Latin quarter,
I take to you.
Like a fish takes to swimming,
like the Irish take to stew,
like a sultan takes to a flock of women,
I take to you.
Like moon and June,
and kiss and bliss,
a park, a bench, and a tree,
they all go together, and honey, so do we.
Like a kiss takes to blending,
hey, this sounds just like a cue.
Like a picture takes to a happy ending,
I take to you, baby.
I've looked around and I can't do better, so I'll take to you.
That Sentimental Sandwich by Frank Lesser and Frederick Hollander, sung by Dorothy L'Amour and Phil Harris in the Paramount picture Man About Town.
I'm hungry for something, but it seems so far away. That sentimental sandwich that we shared one day. You're hungry for something, nothing fancy, nothing new. One sentimental sandwich coming up for two. Gee, we were poor, and though fate has changed our scenery, gee, the allure of that broken down old beanery. We're hungry for something, not for lobster, not for wine. That sentimental sandwich that was yours and mine.
You know, I'm hungry for something. Like one of those terrific dinners at the Ritz.
Ace, two coffees and one sandwich.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy. We only got two bits. You know, I'm hungry for something. I
like a big filet mignon en champignon and a bit of biscopia, too.
One ham on white.
Look, cut it in half. It's for two.
Broke though we are, there's a charm that sees us through, dear.
Broke though we are, I can feast my eyes on you, dear.
You know, someday we'll remember.
When we're wealthy.
Yes, and doing fine.
That sentimental sandwich that was yours and mine.
We were poor, and though fate has changed our scenery, gee, the allure of that funny broken down old beanery. We're hungry for something, not for lobster, not for wine. That sentimental sandwich that was yours and mine.
You have just heard That Sentimental Sandwich from the Paramount picture Man About Town.
This is Forgotten Hollywood's look at stars singing in film. Incidentally, Dorothy L'Amour, who shared the mic with Phil Harris, later joined Hope and Crosby in the immensely popular Road series of films. At the end of all but one of those movies, she gets her man, Mr. Crosby. Only in Road to Utopia does Hope get lucky. Good for you, Bob. Arguably, Betty Grable did much to help the morale of our boys fighting in World War II. Her pinup photo was voted the most popular by our soldiers. It was all good fun for the perky actress, and she was willing to lend a hand in the war effort. She was great to look at, but this is radio, so we might as well just enjoy her voice. From Moon Over Miami on Forgotten Hollywood.
She got there, they took her to a spot where a conga is really a conga. And Susanna Beecher, the kindergarten teacher, got up and sang this way. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, conga to a nursery rhyme. Pick yourself a playmate, any cuter you did at recess time. You don't have to know your ABCs. You only have to know how to say CC. So ring around the rosy, thumb your little nosy at all father time, and conga to a nursery
rhyme. Goosey, goosey. Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me, and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. High on a hilltop, love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me, and suddenly it's spring.
Was often overshadowed by her choreographed teaming with Fred Astaire. She could act a little too. She received an Oscar for Best Actress in 1940 for her portrayal in Kitty Foyle.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to Fibber McGee's Closet, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio back lot. Gosh, Manny, you know, hearing today's show reminds me of those early radio days when so many movie stars did double duty as radio personalities. If our listeners want to know more about the golden days of radio, I have two suggestions. First, arrange to visit the Art Astor Event Center in Anaheim, California. It's a few blocks away from Angel Stadium, and it houses a remarkable collection of vintage radios, all in perfect working order. If you're interested, go to the website, AstorClassics.com. That's AstorClassics.com, and tell them Gary sent you. If you want to learn more about where these radio shows were produced in Southern California, there is a rich history of photos, stories, and illustrations at the site RadioCityHollywood.com. Page after page of history unfolds there. That's RadioCityHollywood.com. It's a fascinating site. You know, hearing Manny mention so many stars, it reminded me that many of them at one time lived at the Montecito Apartments on Franklin Avenue in Hollywood. Built in 1935 at a cost of $1 million and set on a hill overlooking the city, it was home to James Cagney, Mickey Rooney, Mae Bush from those Laurel and Hardy movies, and it was the first home to Ronald Reagan when he came west in 1937. Of course, times changed, and in later years, it was converted to a low-income project for senior citizens. But the good news is the Montecito Apartments will never be torn down. It has been acclaimed for its Art Deco style and is on the National Register of Historic Places. Speaking of historic places, Manny, the Orange County Courthouse in Santa Ana, California has been a popular backdrop in movies. My first encounter was in 1963 when MGM was filming Twilight of Honor with Richard Chamberlain, Claude Rains, and Joey Heatherton. I was in college, and we had this idea on the college paper to find a Chamberlain lookalike. He was popular at the time as TV's Dr. Kildare, so we went down there, got Chamberlain to pose with his student, and then we stayed to watch some filming. Truth be told, Manny, I was actually keeping an eye out for Joy Heatherton. God, she was hot. She was the gorgeous It girl on the TV series Hullabaloo, shaking her booty week in and week out. Ah, those were the days. Oh, my gosh. Well, more recently, the courthouse was used for the Reese Witherspoon movie Legally Blonde, Leonardo DiCaprio's Catch Me If You Can. Well, Manny, I think the verdict is in. I know I'm on a run for puns here. That was one terrific show that you did this week. We'll be back next week with another Backlot Report. And now, here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Judge Manny Pacheco.
Thank you, Gary.
What's your ruling, sir?
Well, let me think. I rule not guilty. We also like to thank our producer, Steve Guzman. Your work is very much appreciated. Weekend in Havana was a frothy mix of song and dialogue starring Cesar Romero, Alice Faye, John Payne, and Carmen Miranda. A musical number from the motion picture is a saucy way to end our program. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood, and remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Luna cubana, fascinadora, que tentadora, es al mar tropical. Luna cubana, resplandeciente, el amor siente de las olas del mar. Entre las sombras llena un rollo, como un arrullo que me habla de amor. Siento una onda melancolía desde aquel día en que te dije adiós, en que te dije adiós.
The stately palms sway exotically in the night while breezes seem to sing a languorous melody. The twinkling stars gleam hypnotically in the night. Oh, this is heavenly. Yes, this is ecstasy. Tropical magic, strange fascination, moon of temptation in a black velvet sky. Tropical magic, lost in your splendor, love will surrender to a passionate sigh. Whispering shadows out of a midnight whisper manana, but never goodbye. Music is playing, tropical magic. You'll have me saying adios to my heart. Adios.